This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at ForkFest 2018. You can go to ForkFest.party and learn more about the event. There's just a basic website to link you over to some other information, like the ForkFest Telegram chat with over now 50 people hanging out in the Telegram and
woo-hoo,
sharing information about stuff that's going on around the campground, which is cool. I don't think that ever existed that I knew of during ForkFest, so I wanted to see what would happen now that we kind of have internet on the campground. Let's give a chat room for people to talk to each other. So that's something that we set up, and then so of course everything's decentralized, so if you wanted to set up your own chat room, you could. I actually had originally set up two, one of them on the Discord server and then the one on Telegram, and it seems like the Telegram's the one where everybody's at, so that's the market has spoken, shut down the one on the Discord, but our Discord server is still there. We have not promoted it during this these shows live here at Rogers Campground, but it's there for you 24/7, whether we're in our Keene studio or not. You can chat with other Free Talk Live listeners before, during, and after the show, and it's completely free. There's voice chat. There's also text chat. There's different channels from cryptocurrency to New Hampshire to all kinds of subjects, and then, of course, there's a channel for Free Talk Live. There's a channel for Call to Freedom. You can go to discord.lrn.fm, and you'll find that there, and it's free. There's an app that you can download, or you can just use their web version as well on whatever platform you prefer. Once again, that's discord.lrn.fm, and I do want to let you know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by Zencash. It's a cryptocurrency that has the ideas of voluntarism written in its white paper. So I've never seen that before. I've never heard.
I've read dozens of white papers. I've never seen that anywhere.
Okay, because I've actually never read another white paper besides Zencash, and I didn't even read the whole thing.
I read the Petro white paper.
My God, you really do like to just abuse yourself,
yes,
don't you?
Yes, he does.
You're referring to the Venezuelan so-called cryptocurrency.
Right, the thing that in the white paper it says was going to be an ERC-20 token, and then somehow they were then going to create their own coin something, but then it wound up being a token on a completely different platform. It was a mess.
I don't even know if it's come out yet. We pulled up an article about it a few weeks ago. We never actually ended up getting it on the air, so maybe we should check in with the Venezuelan Petro and see what's going on there. But anyway, Zencash, you can go and learn more at zencash.com. Created by voluntarism, the ideas of liberty, written into their white paper, and started with some of the best technology as well, including zero-knowledge anonymity tech. So if you care about privacy, this is the cryptocurrency that you should be using. If you care about freedom and privacy, it's the perfect combination. They're also going to be loading up with the decentralized autonomous organization soon. That's something they're working on to allow the users of Zencash, anybody, so not just the idea of like where Dash has the masternodes who vote, and the masternodes have to have at least 1,000 Dash, which right now is like $300,000 worth of Dash. So only like the most wealthy are voting on Dash, whereas with Zencash, anybody holding Zen will have a vote in the new Zen system.
And I actually own two Zen Secure Nodes as well. And that's great. So it's bringing in a little bit of Zen every month.
I've been looking at that. I just haven't taken the time to.
Super easy to set up, and it just basically just sits there and runs. It's fantastic. And also,
and it helps the network.
It does. And Zencash is also a sponsor of ForkFest this year as well. So we got Tatiana on board with that. So we're really excited to have
her. Is she coming up?
She is. She'll be here this week.
So Zencash.com. You can go there and learn more about that as we continue here from ForkFest 2018. It's Ian Darrell and Roger Paxton with us here from the Lava Flow. You do a podcast. Actually, you do multiple podcasts. You've got the Star Wars one and
Resist
the Lava
Empire
Flow.
And the Lava Flow.
And you've actually not been on Resist the Empire.
I have not. I've been really busy working on ForkFest, so I've had to.
You got a co-host holding it down.
Well, I had a co-host, and now he's got a friend of ours who is also a big Star Wars nerd as well, and they're actually doing a really great job. So we may leave it at that for a while because they're doing great together.
But you're still doing Lava Flow.
I am still doing the Lava Flow. We also have a brand new one on the weekly. A brand new one that's actually a supporter of this show. James Davis and his wife do One Free Family for me, a new take on peaceful parenting.
We added them to LRN.FM.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite new podcasts.
He's great.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
I was glad to hear that he got into it because I know he's been a longtime Free Talk Live supporter and listener. And when he came up here, he was regretting not moving to the Keene area because he wanted to come on Free Talk Live and join us as kind of like a co-host there. And that's how we are. You know, hey, if you can come out and you love being on Free Talk Live, then come on out and be on the show. But glad to hear he actually got behind the microphone and started his own
thing. Yeah, and he and his wife are great. I mean, they've got
great rapport.
They do. And I've learned so much from well, not only them, other people in the Free Coast area, but primarily I've learned so much from these guys on you know, how to do the peaceful parenting because it's brand new to me. I mean, I was raised by an authoritarian father. I started off the first couple of years.
Did you get spanked?
I did. Oh, yes, did I ever. And I started off being a fairly authoritarian father, not nearly as bad as mine, before I found peaceful parenting. Mm. And even after that, I mean, being here, I've learned so much from James and Taylor, for sure. So if you're in
well, what's peaceful parenting? I mean, for listeners
basically,
out there that
peaceful
don't know.
Parenting is, it's you're not using any coercion, any violence against your children. You're not letting your children run wild and do whatever they want, of course, because they still live in your home. You know, they still eat the things that you buy, so you're not letting them, you know, eat whatever they want and things like that. But you're letting them have their autonomous life. I mean, let's be honest. Children are nothing more than little humans.
So, wait, I'm going to ask you some of the tough questions you might have heard before.
I may not be able to answer them as well as James Davis, but I can try.
All right, so does that mean that your son can just go ahead and eat a bunch of candy and not brush his teeth ever?
If he pays for it himself, absolutely.
Meaning if he pays for the dentist?
He pays
bill?
For the dentist, the candy, and he pays for the dentist? Absolutely.
Okay, but if he can't afford to pay for the dentist and his teeth start, you know, rotting into cavities and that sort of thing, then are you just going to be like, well, sorry, son, you're going to have to live with the pain and you can't afford to pay for it?
And it depends. I mean, fortunately, I haven't had to deal with that, thankfully. But if I did, I would probably, I don't know, come up with some system where they owe me the money. I don't know. That's a good question. Thankfully, I haven't had to confront that one. I mean, we've had some minor dental bills, but nothing major. I mean,
but
so.
He did say that, you know, like, the kids will eat the food that he buys them, right. So that at least
because my kids can't get in their car and go to the grocery store.
Roger's not
get
buying them.
Yeah.
Here's just 10 pounds of candy.
Right.
Or here's some chicken fingers. What do you want for supper?
But I know that when I was a kid, you know, my parents would have to remind me to go and brush my teeth, right? Like it wasn't front and center.
And we do that, you know. And I definitely remind my kids. Yeah. They've gotten to the point now where I don't have to, of course. They're 10 and 12.
That's good.
But you know, for many years, of course, we would have to remind them all, constantly. And you know, every once in a while, they would say, "I don't feel like doing it."
Don't feel like it.
Well,
right.
That's fine. But you're going to, you know, you're going to suffer those consequences later in life.
So then you'd let them know what that could result in.
Oh, absolutely. And that's part of it. I mean, you're still instructing your kids. You're still, you know, moving your kids along life and trying to teach them as well as possible, but you're not using coercion and violence to do it. You're not saying,
like tiny humans.
That's exactly right, because that's what they are. They're just tiny humans. They have the same rights as I do. I would not, you know, Ian, we're friends. I would not go up to you and say, clean your room or I'm going to give you a spanking. Of course I would never do that to you. Why would I do that to my child?
Right. Now, all right, here's another
now,
one.
Now, are there video games involved? Because then Ian might like the spanking.
So here's another one. This one I got from Mark when we've talked with Peaceful Parents before. So Mark used to live by a road, which is fairly busy, and I guess he still does. But, you know, his son could, in theory, at age 2 or 3 or whatever, toddle on down the long driveway to get right next to the state road and then run out into traffic. Should Mark intervene and grab his son to forcibly prevent him from walking into traffic?
Absolutely. And one of the things that always bothered me about the non-aggression principle, for example, was that issue. And I have a friend who kind of walked me through how she handled that.
Mm-hmm.
So if your kid is walking out on the street and the car is coming, you're going to snatch your child up, and you could possibly break their arm when you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Have you violated the NAP? Yes. Do you owe recompense for that? Yes. You're going to pay to fix your child's broken arm, of course. Should your child be able to seek higher reparations? Well, sure, if they choose to.
Mm.
I don't think they would. You should just save their life. You know, so, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of nuance in that.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, there's no question.
And you mentioned the NAP, which is the non-aggression principle.
Right.
And there are various different ways to say what that is.
Right.
And I like the definition that mentions nobody having the right to initiate or cause unjust harm. And so there's a difference between justified harm and unjustified harm.
Sure.
So I go running a good bit. If while I'm running around the campground, somebody happens to be driving and I don't hear them and they don't swerve and you knock me out of the way of the car, that would, and I, you know, wind up getting injured, that would be justified harm. Because
maybe,
you were justified in preventing my death.
But I don't know if you weren't trying to run out in front of the car on purpose. So in my mind, it might be considered just, but I don't know for certain that it is. Now, obviously,
if you use harm to prevent someone from killing themselves, I would say that that's justified.
But I think that someone has the right to kill themselves. So
they do. I think they do as well, but at the same time, I believe that I have a right to help someone that I see as being in danger.
I mean,
let's just say
if I have a sign over my neck saying, hey, I'm about to take this medicine to kill myself, and you stopped me from doing that, I believe you violated the non-aggression principle.
All right, so that kind of one extreme, but let's say that...
I'm with Roger on this one.
Let's say that I'm running or jogging down a bridge, and I see somebody that's about to jump. If I give them a hug to prevent them from jumping,
you have
and I save their life...
But you prevented them from doing something they wanted to do with their life.
We got one coming up. Hold on. It's Free Talk Live.
From the sixth letter of Captain Mark. A pirate's life is characterized by voluntary interactions. Unfortunately, the Crown presses everyone into involuntary servitude. Landlubbers believe slavery was abolished years ago, but the Crown still claims to own us when it crimps us into service against our will. Given sufficient ambition, it would gladly draft thousands of hapless victims to kill or be killed. It's simply slavery by another name. Landlubbers are routinely commanded to serve the so-called justice system in jury duty. But before you swell with civic pride, consider that how you feel is irrelevant to the Crown. You will appear as ordered or face punitive measures. The Crown insists that you participate in your own oppression. A jury summons provides pirates with a unique opportunity to obstruct injustices. A juror can vote not guilty, even if it's proven the law was violated. A juror can acquit for any reason at all, and not even a judge can reverse that verdict. Receiving a jury summons is basically winning the sedition lottery. But if you reveal that you know this during jury selection, you'll probably be dismissed. If the Crown foolishly crimps a pirate into jury duty, it behooves the pirate to conceal their intention to nullify unjust laws. If a master takes 100% of your labor, it's called slavery. But if they only take 50%, they call it taxation, a difference of degree, not of kind. Whether the Crown claims a fortune or a cent is irrelevant. Most of all, a slave owner desires contented slaves, meaning thoughtless ones that accept their bondage. These house slaves see no contradiction in being drafted in a war to end slavery or summoned to a jury to prosecute tax evasion. An ideal slave knows no higher call than the master's will. The Crown's highest ambition is that its slaves revere the authority that subjugates them. But the Crown does not own me. I will not surrender my time and treasure to the Crown's ambitions. Join the conversation at pirateswithoutborders.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450 free. That's 855-450 free.
Live. It is our Sunday edition of the program. However, if you're listening to this on the radio, you're going to be hearing it on Monday night because I screwed up this weekend and sent the wrong archives to the network yesterday. So the Saturday show we recorded did not air on Saturday. So the Saturday show is airing Sunday, and we're just going to get an extra day in there, basically.
You get a day
so
off.
We're in a time warp of sorts?
A bit of a time warp, yeah.
Okay.
But ultimately, it doesn't really matter if you hear this, if you're on the radio listening to us Saturday or Sunday, because they're all recorded shows anyway,
right.
So it's not like anything
right.
is particularly
I'm just
sensitive.
Trying to figure out which day we're actually at and which day we think we're at.
Well, as we're recording, it's Sunday, but
yes.
This will air Monday night, because
yes.
Tonight the Saturday show will air anyway. We record the shows while we're here at these events, because it's just so much more fun to be able to talk to our guests during the day, when they're around, when they're not drunk, when, you know, they remember that we're here, and then we get to be seen by people that are walking by and hand out flyers and stuff like that, so it's much better doing this style than it was
yes.
the way we did it for years, which was the way Will Coley's going to be doing the Call to Freedom coming up next week. Good luck to him. I hope everything works out.
And is Ernie doing his show that same way?
He's not.
Well?
He's taking the week off.
Okay.
I have not yet talked to Ernie, but I've seen him driving around.
Yeah,
a couple
I saw
times.
Him, but I've not spoken with him.
Yeah, Ernest Hancock here. Is here from Declare Your Independence and FreedomsPhoenix.com. Always a mainstay at these events, and it'll actually be so quiet around here without Ernie doing his show, because normally he's
at
up
9
at
9 o'clock yelling.
Yeah, he's
and
nine
screaming.
Nine in the morning, and I've got this big old JBL speaker that points out the window of the broadcast center. And when Ernie's on that mic, he's literally waking up the
yeah,
entire
right.
campground.
Yelling,
so.
No fear, no fear.
Yeah, yeah. So we're at ForkFest. You can go to ForkFest.party to learn more about it. Should we talk about tacos, guys?
Let's talk about tacos, because didn't somebody post in the forum they were going to have Taco Fest at ForkFest?
Yes, Tuesday.
I thought he was starting sooner than that.
Oh, was it?
Because he said he was going to be having some tacos during ForkFest.
Oh, it was, because he was going to walk around having
yeah,
mobile
walking
or something.
Was it
right,
mobile?
It was.
I didn't
yeah,
read
yeah.
that part.
He
okay.
said walking tacos, and we were
getting an indicator
out.
Sean Beck, they're happening
oh,
now.
They're happening
they're
now.
Happening now.
Right.
All right.
I'll have to stop and get one.
Yeah, I'll look for that later
yeah,
on.
I don't know what differentiates a walking taco from a regular taco.
Because he's walking around with a
microphone. He's answering, but I can't hear. You don't have headphones on. He's answering your question, but I can't hear what he's saying there.
Right, I can hear what he's saying. He says it's served in a Doritos bag.
Oh, interesting.
With Doritos in the bag?
Okay. Yeah.
That's fascinating. I gotta check
yeah.
it out.
Yeah, so that's how it is more mobile.
Cool.
Yeah,
yeah. So I love the food options at these places, especially when people don't ask government permission in order to serve other people.
Now, hopefully, these walking tacos at Taco Fest at ForkFest are not someone's amputated leg.
Right, because that apparently happened, according to Vice.com, which is where you'd expect to see a story like this.
No, I'd expect to see a story like this from The Onion.
Right, that's what you would hope anyway, absolutely.
This is real. The guy served his friend's tacos made from his own amputated leg. Here's the story.
Here's my first question. Did the friends know that
yes.
it was his amputated leg before they ate the taco?
Yes,
or was this a
consensual.
Practical joke of, ha, 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 you just ate my
nope.
leg?
Oh,
this
wow.
was a completely consensual cannibalism.
People actually ate those. That's
they did.
Fascinating.
They did.
I don't think I could do that.
If
well, let's
I
talk
were
about
starving...
That.
Well, if I were starving, yes. I mean, like the Alive book and movie, I mean,
yeah.
where you're stuck in the Andes Mountains
party.
And there's people to eat. Absolutely. I would have no choice at that point. I'm going to survive. But just, when there's an abundance of food in front of my face and I can eat anytime I want, I'm not going to eat human flesh. It's not going
to
happen.
Even though it's something you would have a chance to do that you would never likely have a chance to do
look,
at any point in your
I
life.
I have many opportunities to do things that I would never do, but I am never going to do them. I mean,
so you don't want a slice of Daryl jerky?
I do not want a slice of Daryl jerky.
Good, because I'm not amputating my leg for you.
I know I've upset people by saying this before, but if I were in China, and I were at the, I don't know, I forget which town it is, but there's a dog
there are
yes,
lots
festival.
Of...
that they have there where they eat dog. They prepare dog and they eat dog. And, you know, it's very controversial, obviously. And it was actually Vice is how I found out about this. They sent one of their hot female correspondents down there and had her eat some dog at one of these dog dog festivals.
I can't say I wouldn't try that.
I would.
At least once. But you're not talking human flesh at that point. I mean, I've eaten rattlesnake. I've eaten some exotic things. It was a rattlesnake festival in Texas we used to go to. But
how was it?
It was really
like
good.
Chicken?
Believe it or not, it really was. That's the only thing I compare it to, because it was very much like chicken, like a white meat like that. It really was. It was enjoyable. And I would try dog, but that's not human flesh. There's a big difference.
Why is there a difference?
Because human flesh comes from a human. I mean, clearly. I mean, come on. I mean, other than that, would
but
you...
But the only difference between dogs and humans on the, like, the DNA level is very, very, you know, not there's not
right,
much of a difference.
All right, so hold on.
Right?
Let me...
But I don't... I'm not friends with dogs.
Let me try to ask a different line of questions here. Would you try ape?
Would I try? I don't know.
Or do you draw the line at primate?
I think that I would draw the line at Homo sapien. I think that's where I would draw. I mean, if there were ape in front of me, I think I would have to take a bite just
so
to try it and see.
If we went and found a Sasquatch and killed a Sasquatch.
If Sasquatch existed, which it is not.
You don't know. You've never
something
seen
else
one.
You disagree with Daryl about.
I've never seen a moose, but I'm guessing that moose are actually real.
I've never seen a flying monkey on the dark side of the moon, so I can't say that they don't exist, but they don't exist, Daryl. I mean, come on.
They were in
we would, have evidence of now by now of Sasquatch if they really existed.
But still, let's just say that, you know, somebody finds a Sasquatch and they kill it and they barbecue it here at Porkfest. Would you eat it?
I would try a bite, yes, because then you're still not a Homo sapien. I think I
what
probably...
What if somebody found a 100% Neanderthal?
It's still not Homo sapien.
All right, let's move on.
I'm drawing
All
the
right,
line at Homo
so hold
sapien.
Hold on, hold on. So what if it's 4% Neanderthal?
I'm drawing the line at Homo sapien.
So I am 96% Homo sapien, 4% Neanderthal.
Cut off a piece. Let's try it.
So if you could taste human flesh in an ethical way, would you? Asks Vice. It's the kind of question you ask after watching Silence of the Lambs Stoned. No matter how you respond, you never expect anyone to actually hold you to your answer. But in a recent Reddit post, user Incredibly Shiny Shart shared the story of a motorcycle crash that put him face to face with the macabre hypothetical. When a car hit his bike and sent him careening into a nearby forest, his foot was shattered to the point he would never walk on it again.
Yeah, I saw these x-rays. That foot is shattered.
Wow. I'm looking at it now. Yes, it is. When the doctor asked if he wanted to amputate, his one question was, can I keep it? The doctor said yes. So on Sunday, July 10th, 2016, 3 weeks after the accident, Shiny, who prefers to remain anonymous, invited 10 of his most open-minded friends to a special brunch. They ate apple strudel, quiche puff pastries, fruit tarts, and chocolate cake. They drank gin lemonade punches and mimosas, and then the main course came out. Fajita tacos, made from Shiny's severed human limb.
Of all the things to make, why tacos? I mean, you could make so many different dishes out of that. Why tacos? I guess because everybody loves tacos. I don't know.
No, sure. It's probably the easy. You wind up grinding the meat, and then you don't have to worry about trying to do like a shank or
well,
a fillet.
Well, it's fajitas. But it was probably strips of some sort. Steak strips. Or steak strips. Wow. I can't believe I just went there.
Foot strips.
Right.
The United States does not have a federal law banning cannibalism. Idaho is the only state in which the simple act of eating human flesh can land you in prison. Laws against murder, buying and selling human meat, and corpse desecration make cannibalism difficult. But technically, it's legal in the other 49 states. It's rare for somebody able to consent to being eaten or to actually meet someone who's interested in eating them, but even that scenario raises a ton of ethical questions. A Belgian man named Detlev Gunzo was sentenced to 8.5 years in prison for butchering and eating a Polish businessman with his consent. We'll continue the story here in moments. This is Free Talk Live. We're at Porkfest 2018.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
USA Radio News.
Today, the Senate Intelligence Committee held a hearing to discuss the Department of Justice IG report that came out Thursday of last week. Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz spoke about how the FBI cannot be influencing elections.
I can't think of something more concerning than a law enforcement officer suggesting that they're going to try and use or may use their powers to affect an election.
Today at the White House, Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen addressed the separation of families crossing the border illegally. One of the things discussed was how this happened in previous administrations as well.
Last administration, the Obama administration, the Bush administration, all separated families at the... They absolutely did. They did. Their rate was less than ours, but they absolutely did do this. This is not new.
Today, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said the president does want to fix the immigration system, and he's committed to doing that. This is USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live at Fort Fest 2018 on a beautiful Sunday. Nice and warm out here today, and we are under the cover of our shady tent here on RV Site 45. If you're still coming out, you've got plenty of time. We got a full day tomorrow, and tomorrow's going to be loaded up with stuff to do. Daryl, you've got your athletic events.
Yes,
doing. And actually, you did a mile run and then a quick workout this morning.
Yeah, I did what's called a Hotel Spartan.
Where you don't need equipment.
You don't need equipment. You don't need anything other than yourself.
Right.
And 12-ish minutes.
Right. And that was it was fun. I actually joined you with that, as well as another lady here from the campground. It's hard to get libertarians out of bed before 9 in the morning.
Right.
But we have had a good time. And so tomorrow you're going to be doing the Beer Mile, which is you got a few other athletic things that you've got going on. But that's the one that we've been talking about the most.
Yes.
After running a mile today with you, I cannot imagine stopping and four times and having, you've got to stop every quarter mile and have
a
beer?
So you run a quarter mile, you down a beer. You run a quarter mile, a full beer. You down a beer. You run a quarter mile, you down a beer, you run a quarter mile, and then you down the final beer.
Have you ever done one of these before?
I have not.
What's the over-under on how many of the participants puke over?
I gotta say, it's gotta be...
Hold on,
more than half.
So there's a rule in beer mile. There are official beer mile rules.
Wow.
And one of the rules is if you vomit, you run a penalty lap.
Hold on. Wait. A whole mile or one
quarter mile?
A quarter mile. It doesn't matter how many times you vomit, you only run one penalty lap.
Oh, well, that's nice.
The official beer mile rules do not specify if someone does not consume their beer. So I have added my own caveat of if you don't want to drink any beers, then you run a penalty lap for each beer that you do not consume.
So up to 2 miles.
So you can run 2 miles and not drink anything.
Mm. But you otherwise have to finish the beer?
Yes.
Okay. And are you going to be checking cans to make sure they're
official
empty?
Beer mile rules is you hold it upside down over your head to prove that it is empty.
I will not be doing that
with
you tomorrow.
Neither.
Not having
me.
There's also a 100-ish meter dash, and I say 100-ish because I don't...
dash.
Right. Well, no, it's not.
Okay.
But I don't have a tape measure to officially measure off, but I can use my GPS watch roughly estimate.
Anyway. Yeah, you guys have fun with that tomorrow because I will be doing setups.
There's also a frisbee toss because I don't have a discus. But I've got a bunch of different frisbees, so, frisbee toss, cornhole tournament, and a standing broad jump. So instead of doing a long jump where you run and jump into a sand pit, just like, here's the line, you stand and jump.
It's incredible to me to see you doing all of this activity, because when I first met you and we first, met online, I mean, obviously you were much larger and much worse.
Yes.
Much worse shape than you are today. So, you were a huge inspiration for me to lose the weight that I've lost. I've lost 85, so I'm nowhere near you yet.
What'd you lose, 140?
145. I've added a little bit on.
Yeah.
I'm 190-something right now.
And you're what, 6'2"?
About 6-ish, 6'1", depending on how compressed I am on any given day.
I'm 5'9", so my goal is to get back to about 180, which is what I was shortly after college. So that's my goal, and I think I can do that.
I like being in the 175 range, but I had taken some protein supplements and testosterone earlier to try to build up muscle. But it just seems like I just added on some weight. Where I'm not actually able to see the muscle definition, but I know that I've added some muscle. I'm working on getting back to about 180.
Yeah, between you and Pinchlet, you guys were my biggest inspirations to start this journey, and it's been an incredible journey. I mean, I've lost 85, my wife has lost 75.
Incredible.
So between the two of us, we've lost a fairly good-sized human, adult human.
Yeah. And I actually want to do, when we're done with Free Talk Live, want to do a Peace, Love, Liberty Radio episode with you and talk about the weight loss journeys.
That sounds great.
And where will people find Peace, Love, Liberty Radio?
FPPradio.com.
And you can download that there. Also airs on the Liberty Radio Network. Yes. LRN.FM. So we're talking tacos. It's not Tuesday, but we can still talk about tacos because everybody loves
tacos. Well, it might be Tuesday. We're
a day behind.
We're a day behind, plus people listen to the archive.
Yeah, that's true. So here's the story, continuing from Vice.com, where a man had his foot shattered after a car hit his bike. So he was on the bike. Sent him careening into a nearby forest. His foot was shattered to the point where he could not ever walk on it again. So he decided to amputate, and the doctor asked him, when the doctor asked him if he wanted to amputate, he asked if he could keep it.
That's fascinating to me. I worked in, I was a surgical attendant right out of high school where I worked in surgery, and they would amputate, obviously, a lot of gangrenous legs or things like that. And I remember, the doctors were very protective of those limbs.
Mm.
And I remember walking through the hospital taking one of these. I was wrapped up in the blue tape and the blue paper and all of that, and I'm literally walking through the hospital corridor with this, obviously, what's a leg? It's the shape of a leg, this blue paper, taking it to the morgue so they could dispose of it properly. And I'm just walking through the hospital hallway, passing people with this leg in my hand.
There it is.
It was really funny.
They point out here they had a party on Sunday with 10 of his friends, and they ate fancy foods and then had, for their final course, the fajita tacos made from the man's severed human limb. And he's not using his real name here. He's called Shiny.
Of course not.
We'll go on here. The United States does not have a federal law banning cannibalism. They talk about how in 49 states, with the exception of Idaho, it's pretty much legal. As long as it's consensual, obviously. Shiny's, however, is the rare case where cannibalism was not only legal, but also ethical. He documented the entire process. But due to the graphic nature of the photos, we've omitted several from this post, and they link to those. We asked the 38-year-old why he decided to feed himself to his friends. what he tasted like, and how the experience changed him. The following interview has been edited and condensed for length and clarity. Question: why did you do this? Answer: originally, I wanted to have it taxidermied or freeze-dried. How cool would it be to have my freeze-dried or taxidermied foot standing around the house as a lamp or doorstop or something?
It's a major award!
Right over Fragile!
Oh, my goodness.
He said, all of this came out of the idea that it's my foot. It's not going to be cremated and chucked into a landfill. It's a part of me, and I want it back. Question: how did you convince the doctor to give you your leg? He says, most hospitals have policies where they will release your body parts to you because of some religions where you have to be buried whole. So I just signed the paperwork. My mom, who is helping me get back on my feet, so to speak.
He's got a good sense of humor. I love it.
Drove me, you got to eat your own foot, right? He says she drove me back to pick it up. She doesn't know that I ate it, though. He didn't tell mom.
All right, so here's a question. How high up did they amputate?
Probably, if it was his foot that was crushed, it's probably below the knee, I would imagine.
Looks to be, according to this picture here, where it shows the the medical tape on the bottom of his knee or whatever, maybe about, I'd say, 8 inches below the knee.
Okay.
So a good chunk down into his...
So yep, plenty of meat there, plenty of meat.
Yeah, I didn't know if they went all the way up to the knee, if they did, you know, like halfway between the knee and the ankle.
They can leave
right
a stump, so you have something to attach a, you know, fake leg, too. They definitely try to do that.
He says, I went inside, and the hospital gave me my foot in a red plastic bio-waste bag. I brought it to the car and immediately put it in a cooler. It was pretty bizarre, he says.
Of course.
I would imagine.
Going on. Next question. How did you preserve it before the meal? He says, I got back to my place and I froze it. I couldn't find a taxidermist who would take me seriously, and freeze-drying was too expensive. It would have been $1,200 to freeze-dry the thing. If I had the money, I would have done it. Eventually, I decided to cast it in plaster to use as a doorstop, then capturing a 3D rendering so I can make little keychains. When we got back to my house, I took the foot out, and it was so gross, man. It was covered in blood and had iodine all over it. After I cleaned it off, I was pleasantly surprised by how well-preserved it was. It's not like they preserved it in formaldehyde or anything, but when you think about beef, which can be dry-aged for months, I suppose it makes sense. He says, I had four friends at the time with me, and it was all surreal. We picked it up, and we were playing with it. It didn't seem like it was a foot. It just seemed like an object, not a piece of a person.
Throw me my foot. No, keep away, keep away.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, terrible.
There was no emotional connection. I could think, yep, that's my foot right there. But there wasn't some deep part of me that felt weirded out by it. In fact, that was the weirdest part, was that it wasn't weird.
I want to be friends with this guy. I mean, like, really? He sounds like a pretty cool dude.
Be friends with this guy.
Right. I mean, I would never eat his foot, but I would... He sounds like a pretty cool dude to hang out with.
Let's just, you know, like, pay attention for somebody that's, you know, like, missing a leg halfway below the knee.
Yeah, I'll be looking out for that this week.
How did you prepare the foot to be eaten? He says, before we cast it, I quickly took a knife from my kitchen and cut off a chunk of the top of my shin. The skin was already kind of off from the surgery, leaving a big chunk of muscle exposed. I just took the muscle, I put it in a plastic bag, and put it in my freezer. We'll continue the story coming up here in moments from ForkFest 2018. This is Free Talk Live.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open the Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. You dial 911 and the police roll. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime, which is why I chose Blink. Get 3 Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at Fort Fest 2018 as folks rolling in, setting up campsites. Even more people have been just arriving day in. After day out here at the beautiful Rogers Campground. The weather over the last 2 days has been absolutely perfect.
And somebody is bringing horses.
There's horses here. I imagine those are for the wedding. Jay Noon, a former sometime co-host on Free Talk Live, is getting married today. And our very own Mark Edge took the day off from the show. Normally he heads up the Sunday shows on Free Talk Live. He asked for the day off today because he's officiating the wedding as a minister in the Shire Free Church. This will be the first Shire Free Church, I believe. I guess Rich did. Rich married somebody back in Keene, but so I guess yeah. This will be Mark's first wedding as a Shire Free Church minister. So that's very exciting. And
this is a stateless wedding, yeah. So no government paperwork.
As you would expect.
Work? I mean, how does that work? I mean, is it still going to be recognized by the government?
Probably not.
So New Hampshire has a very strange common law of marriage recognition, to where if a couple is together living as spouses for a period of at least 3 years, once one of these spouses dies, then the state recognizes it.
Oh, really?
So it's only recognized
after death
for inheritance purposes.
So you can't get the tax benefits or things like that from it?
Not immediately, yeah, I guess.
That's interesting.
Right, and, well, there's not really a state income tax
well, that true, but I was thinking
you would
federal,
require.
But
But does the federal government require a state-issued marriage license? That's a completely different question.
For to apply for the, you know, to be, you know, to get the marriage deduction, yeah, absolutely you would.
So what about the states that allow for common law marriage where just you live together for a period of years?
In Arkansas, we call that cousins, so I'm not exactly sure, to be honest. Sorry.
So we're talking about a guy who actually ate his own foot. He and his friends ate his foot and part of his leg.
Of his friends.
Yeah. He had his foot amputated, and a good chunk of his leg was amputated along with it. And he froze it, took the muscle out, and put it in a plastic bag, as he says here, and put it in the freezer. This is an interview from Vice.com with a man who is anonymous in this case, but he did document the process with photographs, so they believe the story. You know the scene in the National Lampoon Family Vacation where Chevy Chase is just saying, "This is crazy, this is crazy, this is crazy." That's how I felt, said the man. So this is again an interview of him.
He says, he was about to jump into a swimming pool and go skinny dipping with a woman that was not his wife.
Right.
That's how I felt. I says, I thought this is probably the peak weirdness of my life. I hope it doesn't get weirder than this.
Oh, come on.
After we cast the leg, I took a bunch of pictures, put it in a box of flowers, and cremated it. Next question. How did you convince this? Again, he cremated it after he cut the muscle out for the meat. Next question. How did you convince 10 friends to eat your foot with you? He says, I invited 11 people. I said something like, hey, remember how we always talked about how if we ever had the chance to ethically eat human meat, you'd do it? Well, I'm calling you on that. Are we doing this or what? 10 of the 11 said yes.
Wow.
I guess we're a weird group, he says.
Apparently.
All right, so let me pause here. Ian, if you ever had a chance to ethically eat human flesh.
Yes, I would do it.
Would you?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, well, I'll be sure not to lose any meat when I'm around you.
Roger?
No, I draw the line at Homo sapien. I don't think that, and it's not an ethical thing for me, clearly, because it would be completely ethical, completely voluntary.
Yeah.
I think it's the more
just
of the...
weird you out?
Right, it's the regurgitation factor, I guess. I don't know that I could do that with that in my head, knowing that that's what I'm eating, and be able to keep that.
I think for me it would be survival only.
Right. Now, if that were the case, clearly, you know, as we said earlier, there was no question I would do it.
I would just do it out of the curiosity factor of what's it taste like.
Well, you know, that's why I've eaten several exotic meats because of that. I would imagine it probably tastes more like beef.
Yeah, they'll get into that.
Oh, do they? Oh, wow, that's even better. That's great.
One of the questions.
Yes.
So, if you want to join us here at ForkFest, go to forkfest.party to learn more. Let's continue here with the interview. So, again, he invited 10 friends, and 11, or excuse me, he invited 11, 10 said yes. There were several different friend groups involved, he said. I approached one group with the idea, and they were like, totally, because how often are you going to get this chance? One friend said she'd ask her boyfriend, a chef, if he would do the cooking. Perfect,
nice.
He said. The final tally was the chef and his girlfriend, my ex-girlfriend, one friend from college, two friends I'd had for a couple years, two I'd known for over 10 years, and one of their daughters who had helped me cast the foot. It was a close group.
How old was the daughter?
Not clear.
Okay. Does he say how he marinated it at all? Does it talk about how it was prepared?
Yes, yep, that's coming next.
I can't wait to hear that.
Next question, how did the actual cooking of the foot go down? He says, I told the chef my idea, and after thinking about it for a couple of days, he said, okay, let's do this. I'm going to prepare it, and you guys just come over tomorrow. He marinated it overnight and sautéed it with onions, peppers, salt, pepper, and lime juice. Then he served it on corn tortillas with a tomatillo sauce. In fact, they will allow you to read the full recipe as transcribed by the chef if you click the link.
That's fantastic. That is so great. But because now that somebody has done this, don't tell me
somebody
other people
else
are going to try it.
It.
Of course other people are going to try it. Because, you know, people use limbs all the time.
Yeah.
I would imagine more people are going to try this. And, you know, obviously when you Google how to cook human flesh, there's probably not a lot of links out there for that.
If it becomes a thing, you might have a limb procurer going around buying limbs from people who amputate them so they can make special human tacos.
Except for Idaho, of course.
An elite audience.
No. They said that selling human body parts
is
illegal.
Them, even with consent. Oh, shoot.
Right. Yeah, that's why there's been the controversy about the organ transmitter, or not transmitter, but the
list.
Basically the organ procurers.
Right.
of, hey,
which does happen
I've
in other countries quite successfully.
Let's sell a kidney.
Yeah, it happens in other countries.
And, you know, I've got two kidneys that both work fine.
Right. You don't need them both.
I don't need them both.
And it's a pretty major surgery.
I should really use $50,000.
It's a pretty major surgery to remove one of those. You should be able to be compensated for that. Take $20,000 or whatever.
I've got a fairly rare blood type. I'm AB positive, which means that somebody else that's AB positive, they could basically get anybody's kidney, but you, from, you know, like the standpoint of the people that actually wind up doing the matching, it's best if you have an exact match instead of, oh, let's give this person that's AB positive and A positive, and then, well, we've got somebody that's A positive that doesn't have a kidney now.
Yep. And I'm O positive, so I can give blood to anybody who's positive, so I presume organs too?
Yeah, I could take all of your organs and your blood.
That's just awesome.
This is one of those issues, I mean, now that we're talking about organ donation and or sales, this is one of those issues that doesn't come up very often when
I did a full episode of the Lava Flow on it just because it was a topic that I, and that's why I started my show, is because I wanted to learn more about some of these topics, and I knew I would force myself to really dig deep to do my episodes.
Well, why is it prohibited in the first place? I mean, what's their excuse?
It's a moral issue. You know, they don't want, you know, because, you know, I could pay $20,000 for his organ, but I would lose out if somebody pays $50,000, for example.
See, so, what I had always heard is the reason it's illegal is, well, we can't just have people going around stabbing people and stealing their kidneys.
Well, that's
the old story of that you wake up in your bathtub full of ice and somebody's stolen your kidney.
Right.
That's the old story. Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds more like an old wives' tale.
Well, it pretty much is. There's almost no evidence of
it. It's the same reason in some states it's illegal to purchase alcohol on election day, is because at some point in the past somebody plied people with alcohol and drug them from polling place to polling place and had them vote multiple times.
Is that why you can't get drunk on Sunday in Arkansas, too? I mean, that makes no sense to me. Why you can't buy alcohol on the Lord's Day?
Well, because Jesus never would have invented. It was clearly the devil.
Water into wine.
Right, water into wine, exactly.
So, hey, more from the interview here from Vice.com. Next most obvious but necessary question, how did it taste? Again, we're talking about a man who ate foot tacos made from the muscles from his own severed foot. People think he says it tastes like pork, because in movies we hear it called long pig, but that term originated in places like Papua New Guinea, where they eat wild boar. They're not eating our big, fat, domesticated pigs that have white meat. Boars don't have white meat, they just don't. I remember eating a heritage pig, and it was some of the reddest, most flavorful meat I'd ever had. It was almost like venison, and I think it's more akin to that. He says, this particular cut was super beefy. It had a very pronounced beefy flavor to it. The muscle I cut was tough and chewy. It tasted good, but the experience wasn't the best.
You know, especially as a taco, because you can't really cut up the meat to get really good small bites and things like that. I bet that was difficult.
But this reminds me of the story about the guy that spent 6 months to make a chicken sandwich from scratch.
Right.
Oh, I remember that.
What a fascinating story.
He spent $1,500 and 6 months of his life, and then he took a bite, and they asked him, how is it? And he was like, nah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After all of that.
That's because, you know, Chick-fil-A has spent dozens of years perfecting their formula,
and they are perfect. My wife and I go to Nashville every once in a while just
for the Chick-fil-A.
Because we're an hour and a half away from one. You know, in Memphis, they're everywhere where we used to live, so we always had that experience. Nowadays, we make plans to go to Nashville just specifically
to go to Chick-fil-A.
And that Nashville Chick-fil-A, is that the one that actually gave money to support one of the Pride festivals?
Yes, it was.
Ago?
The same year that there was that national kerfuffle with, like, Rush Limbaugh and all the conservative talk show hosts telling their listeners to go to Chick-fil-A.
Boycott Chick-fil-A,
and they had boycott.
Right, but then you had the boycott.
So there was a boycott.
Right.
And the lines around the block, well, that same week, it was the Nashua Chick-fil-A, which is a franchise location. They decided to sponsor Pride.
So now
we got more coming up. It's Free Talk Live, Hour 3 next.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.